Ray Fittipaldo joins us now. He's brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Hello, Ray. How you doing today?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing good.
What grade do you give the Steelers offseason so far, Ray? We'll start you there.
Man, I mean, part of me wants to give them an incomplete because I don't know.
Cheating. Can't do it. Not allowed to do that. Got to give a letter.
I'll go B minus to C plus because I don't know how Jalen Ramsey's going to fit. I don't know how Aaron Rodgers is going to fit. And the one main takeaway for me, guys, going into training camp is like the chemistry and the late additions, right? Aaron didn't come until minicamp. Now you're adding Jonnu Smith and Jalen Ramsey, and they're going to try to hit the ground running in training camp. So for me, I just don't know how it's going to work. The one thing I do like about it is the versatility. Like Jalen Ramsey is more versatile than Micah Fitzpatrick. Jonnu Smith is very versatile. He can play all around the formation. So that aspect of it I like, but I'd be lying to you if I was supremely confident that this is all going to, you know, come together.
Well, I think that you can be confident that Jonnu Smith's going to hit the ground running from being in Arthur Smith's offense for two seasons or three seasons, went one season in Tennessee and one season in Atlanta. How effective do you think he will be this year? Do you think that Jonnu Smith can replicate the year that he had last year, the Pro Bowl year he had last year with 88 catches and almost leading, I think he was leading tight ends in the league in a lot of categories? Do you think he can replicate that this year with the Steelers?
That's the interesting part about this, Storm, because he had good numbers under Arthur Smith in both Tennessee and Atlanta, but nothing approaching what he did last year with Mike McDaniel. So, you know, you would hope that Arthur goes back and looks at what McDaniel did and, you know, how they generated those numbers. But listen, even if it's somewhere in between, let's say it's 60 catches for 650 yards and six touchdowns, and you pair that with Freiermuth, that's a really good tight end combination. I mean, that, you know, on paper, to me, guys, it looks like it's one of the best tight end duos in the league. And I know a lot of teams haven't gone back to that since the Patriots model, you know, way back when. But if Arthur Smith is creative, and I think he is, I think this has a chance to be good for the Steelers.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So you mentioned how this will affect Freiermuth, and I think we are all in agreement that this is actually a very good thing for Freiermuth. What about on the flip side defensively, Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, how's it all affect Joey Porter Jr.?
I don't know that it affects Joey Porter Jr. at all. To me, guys, Slay and Porter have only played outside in the NFL. I mean, I'd have to go back and look at Slay's numbers, but I don't think he has a lot of experience at other positions. At least with Ramsey, you know you can move him around. He's played in the slot. He can play at safety. And I would imagine that's part of the reason why this move was made. If you just look at them on paper now, they have an opening at free safety unless they think Juan Thornhill can do that job full time. Listen, he's done it before, but he's also probably past his prime. And then if you look at slot corner, is he better than Beanie Bishop there?
And, yes.
You know, could you see him playing in that role? Or what's most likely, guys, is maybe you see a combination of that, right? So depending on the opponent, maybe he's playing in the slot in some packages, and maybe he's, you know, moving back to play free safety in other downs and distances. So it's really intriguing to me. You know, how this is all going to work. I don't know that even they know how it's all going to play out. But as I mentioned, I think the versatility is a nice thing for Mike Tomlin to have in that secondary. He didn't have that last year. You know, as much as, you know, Minka was a great player for them, he kind of liked to sit back in the deep half and play that center fielder role. Now Jalen Ramsey can add a different dimension to that defense, I think.
You don't expect Joey Porter Jr. to have to split reps with any of those guys. Do you expect Joey Porter Jr. to be on the field at all times?
I do at this point. And we'll have to see how that plays out, Doran. But I think you have to look at it. Let's say they're in sub package all the time. Who are your five best defensive backs? So Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Deshaun Elliott are slam dunks, right? I think Joey Porter is probably in that top five. I think we would all agree with that. So yeah, unless there were a lot of issues like with him being grabby and the penalties again, I suppose, you know, they could move him in and out of the lineup. But I would think that the plan has to be just to use those guys all the time. And then in training camp in the preseason, just figure out what's best for the football team.
Clearly, the Steelers were comfortable moving on from Minkah Fitzpatrick because they were paying him a lot to not take the football away very often. What do you attribute that to? Were the wheels leaving him? Was it the usage? What happened with Minkah the last 2 years? Because prior to the last 28 games, you wouldn't go more than a game or two without him getting his hands on the ball.
I know. It's one of the more baffling things to me as I watch. And it's hard for me to sit back and evaluate, you know, did a guy lose a tenth of a second off his 40, or did he lose, like, you know, quickness that's going to be able to, you know, be the difference between him making plays and not making plays? If I had to, like, put a percentage on it, guys, I would say probably 70-75% of it is usage, right? Like, he's playing the deep half, opposing offensive coordinators are scheming away from him, so it just – it naturally takes him out of the game when you're not moving him around. But, you know, another part of me says, okay, like if the Steelers truly thought that Minkah was open to moving around and they did that, then maybe they do think that the athleticism and maybe the speed, maybe that took a hit over the last couple of years. It would be surprising to me if that happened because he's only 28 years old. Mm-hmm. He's going to turn 29. So, that, you know, he should be in his prime right now. So I would be surprised if that's actually what happened.
Real quick, Ray, I think that he was putting himself out of position, and I think that kind of, you know, that inhibited players on the defense to make the appropriate plays. I think that he thought that he could probably do more than he probably should within the defense. That's just my take on Minkah Fitzpatrick. I don't think it's an athleticism. I don't think it's an age thing. I think he was just trying to put himself in position to make plays, and he was actually, in theory, put himself out of position. Ray, do you think that they're going to make any more moves?
You know, I suppose even with Jonnu Smith, maybe they could add a depth receiver. But I think in a lot of ways, Doran, the way they're going to use him in the slot, you know, I think it lessens the likelihood that they have to go out and make that move now. We'll see what happens with free safety. I mean, Thornhill is pretty much the only true free safety on the roster at this point, I think. I mean, I have to go back and look at some of the practice squad guys. But, you know, at this point, I think there's a chance that they can make another move. But I think they'd be fine going into training camp right now as constituted, if need be. Let me just ask you a question. You went back to what you were saying about Minkah. You know, he's always been known for, like, the film study guy and being a film room rat. Do you think some of that worked against him because he was so in tune to what was going on that maybe teams used tendencies against him because he was so in tune into that?
For sure. Absolutely. I mean, it could even be like something so little that he thinks that he has an edge, but it's actually a counter. Okay, say he's a center field or free safety. I mean, even lining his alignment, he might be like, all right, I'm going to cheat on this side a little bit. Just, it's going to look the same to everybody else, but I'm going to cheat a little bit, and my eyes are going to go in opposite direction because I think that that's where they're going, and then bang, other side. I think that that's kind of the stuff that was happening, and some of his teammates are probably looking around like, bro, what are you doing? Like, that's not what that's not what we put in. That's not what we installed. And he probably, you know, you get that. I mean, you saw Troy Polamalu do it, and he was really good at doing it. That's why he's a Hall of Famer. Not everybody can do that, you know, and you can get caught. That's what I think that probably happened to Minkah.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then, like, you go back, you flip it over to offense. You know, early in Ben's career, he wasn't a film guy. And then he just naturally made stuff happen. He eventually turned into a guy who understood defenses, but early on, it's, you know, that wasn't the case. So it's interesting how coaches can use that stuff against you if you really are, you know, good at that.
Ray, mumble, TJ Watt, mumble. What's going to happen there?
Another big mystery. Guys, I wouldn't be surprised if he holds out of training camp. I think other players around the league might do that too. I think we saw a little bit of a trend with that in the mini camps. So I don't think people should panic if that happens, but I think that's a possibility. In the grand scheme of things, I still think a deal is going to get done if TJ wants to be here. Now, if something has changed in the last 6 months that I don't know about or the Steelers don't know about, then, yeah, anything is possible. But TJ has not talked publicly to reporters since locker cleanout day. On locker cleanout day, he was pretty clear. He wants to retire as a Pittsburgh Steeler. So all of this might be negotiating and, you know, all that stuff that's part of the business. So unless TJ has had a complete 180, I expect him to sign with the Steelers at some point in camp. I just can't tell you when.
Ray, this was wonderful. Thank you for your time.
All right, guys. Enjoy the rest of the week.
Thanks, Ray.
See you, buddy. You too.